Joining us on the telephone is Lieutenant Steve Krieger from Wisconsin State Patrol. Law of the month is tailgating and how this causes several problems. A lot of people seem to think you can get really close to somebody without being unsafe. That's really not true, is it?
Well, no, it's not true. And I think a lot of it lends itself to aggressive driving, you know, and it's unnecessary and it's extremely risky. We talk a lot about other things, speed and seatbelt, and this is one of those areas, following too close or tailgating, as you put it, that probably should be discussed more than it is. You know, we teach people, we talk a lot about being defensive and being able to, you put yourself in a position where you can react and avoid a crash. And by shortening those following distances and tailgating, you leave yourself no time to react and not only possibly cause crashes, but not able to avoid the crashes if one would happen ahead. So it's risky and it's extremely dangerous.
Way back in the days of driver's education, they were teaching us count off 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 as your minimum distance at 55, but it gets even longer the faster you go, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, each mile in a 65 zone, you know, you're traveling even that much faster. I don't have my calculator here to the feet per second that you're actually traveling, but the bottom line is everybody realizes that you're covering a lot more distance, you know. And another rule of thumb is at least a car length. Now, when I say a car length, that was always published back in the, probably when I was younger, in the 70s and 80s and 90s, but generally a car length per every 10 miles an hour as well. So you're talking at 55 miles an hour, about six car lengths generally is another good rule of thumb.
One thing we've seen a lot of people do is imitate their favorite race car drivers. They get really close and say, oh, I'm not tailgating, I'm drafting. Well, but they're actually causing people in front of them to get very nervous, maybe make a mistake, perhaps cause a crash.
Well, sure, absolutely. And you got to understand, yeah, you see it, it's entertaining when you see it on television, but those are controlled environments. Those are cars that are designed to take crash impacts, unlike the ones that we drive. So, yeah, it might look good on television, but I can tell you this, it causes a lot of crashes, it causes a lot of injuries, and really it's not unlike most of the crashes that occur on our highways are actually caused by human action. In other words, somebody did something to cause it. It's not caused by the roads, it's not caused by the weather, generally. It's caused by something that somebody did, so and they're unnecessary.
A lot of people don't realize that following too closely behind a truck can be even more dangerous because that driver can't see you.
Well, that's exactly right. They can't. And, you know, and they can't turn. They can't stop as quick and things like that. But getting behind them, passing them, and is another issue. You linger in their blind spots, and they might not see you. And the other issue is when you cut back in front of them, you need to make sure you're clear before you get back in front of those big rigs.
Let's touch on a different safety area. It is construction time, and right around the Wausau area and then on the way down towards Stevens Point and also westward on 29, there's a lot of cones and barrels up, bridge replacements, interchanges being worked on, constriction zones, you could say. A lot of people are not slowing down for those construction zones. Let's hit that topic. It's dangerous, but it's also expensive. You can get caught, isn't it?
Yeah, the fines double out there for most moving traffic violations. And the thing of it is, yes, sometimes we get inundated with the orange barrels. We see them all the time and possibly ignore them because we see them all over the place, and we really can't, especially when you're traveling in the Wausau area. The thing you got to remember is those zones are constantly changing. There's going to be what might be a through lane today might be changed tomorrow. So you really got to pay attention, and there's people out there working, you know, and anybody that stood next to cars going by at 60 miles an hour is, it's just not safe. It's very risky for everybody involved. And we've got three fairly significant projects going on in this area. And the issue becomes, at least for us, what we're seeing is you might come through one zone and then you've got a free period of travel worth nothing, and then you're going to hit another zone. And I think what we tend to see is people tend to drive a little bit aggressive between the zones. All right, they go through them and then they get a little bit aggressive, and all of that lends to potential problems. So be careful. Let's face it, is it really worth it? You know, could you take just a little bit more time and slow down, create more following distances, and make it safer for everybody?
Let's tackle a question about construction zones. Is it the law in Wisconsin where if you see orange, you automatically drop to 55, or do you look for the posted speed instead?
The speeds in those zones are, at least in this area, they should be clearly marked, and they are here. So abide by the signs. That will change, too. I'll be honest with you, there's some zones in the state where the speed limit is 45, depending on what's going on. Now, we don't have any of those here, at least presently, but they're clearly marked.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, not really. I think you've covered it all. We've talked about the fines, and the thing of it is, I want to reemphasize that, you know, speed, seatbelts, drunk driving, we talk about that a lot, but aggressive driving as a whole is very, very dangerous and very, very risky, and there's really no need for it. I think human nature is sometimes we get competitive. Can we pass that one more car before we cut in? All unnecessary and extremely risky. So just everybody be careful. Our goal is never has been and never will be to go out there and issue citations. We've got a fairly strong presence in these zones throughout these summer months. Our goal is to put a car there as a deterrent, that you see it and you slow down and you be careful and you create more following distance. And so far, that's worked. So we're hoping the summer continues as it has so far.